Class 7, Subject Geography, Topic Representation of Geographical Features, Chapter 1. Good morning, children. Right from childhood, you've learned about maps, and you enjoyed marking the maps and coloring it. There are different types of maps. Today, we are going to learn about a topographic map. A topographic map is a large-scale, multi-purpose map. It represents a region and shows all the geographical features of that region, including three-dimensional features like hills and valleys. The ultimate goal of a topographic map is to display three-dimensional features with ups and downs, with cliffs and slopes, rivers and streams, but on a flat two-dimensional map. Turn to page 11. We can see a topographic map. It is also called a contour map. We can see dark squiggly lines all over the place. These lines are called contour lines. Colors, scale, conventional signs are important element of a topo sheet. Colors are used to show various features. The prominent colors used in topo sheets are blue, red, yellow, brown, and green. Blue color indicates water bodies that contain water. A light blue color shows a lesser depth, whereas a dark blue color shows the deeper areas. Means of irrigation like wells and tanks are also shown in blue color. Red color indicates all types of settlements along with other details like road, huts, temples, etc. Basically, there are three types of settlement: nucleated settlement, dispersed settlement, and linear settlement. Nucleated settlement. In these settlements, the houses are grouped closely together. It has fertile plains and valleys, where the land is productive and can support a large population. Dispersed settlement. In these settlements, the population is sparse. It has large farm areas where livestock rearing is done. Linear settlement. In these settlements, the houses are usually stretched out along the local main road or river bank or railway line. Yellow color indicates cultivable land. Brown color is used to represent contour lines. Contour lines are imaginary lines joining places having the same height. Green color represent vegetation, forest areas, orchards and trees. Now we will learn about the scale. If we don't have scales, then our maps would be absolutely massive. And so we shrink them all down to a more manageable size. For example, 1 centimeter on the map represents lots of centimeters in real life. A scale is the ratio between a distance measured on a map and the corresponding distance on the Earth. Map scales are represented in two forms. Linear scale. This is the easiest method of describing a map scale. It is usually written on a map as 1 centimeter to 1 kilometer or 1 inch to 50 miles. The value on the left-hand side of the statement always indicates the map distance. For example, 1 centimeter is equal to 250 kilometers. 1 centimeter represents map distance, whereas 250 kilometers represents the ground distance.